Hey everybody, Chuck Heron here. Welcome back to the Global Race Condition. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. Last week I published a piece arguing that American AI policy is accidentally pushing CISOs towards Chinese models. That's the capability gap where we need the capabilities of models like Mythos to defend ourselves against models like Mythos, right? Defenders need offensive grade tools to defend, and the US frontier labs have made it really hard to get access to them, at least for legitimate users. That argument stands. Today I want to talk about the other half of the problem. It's the half that worries me more and I think should worry you more, and this is the measurability argument. This is specifically in the enterprise and the regulated space. So if the capability gap is about what the model can do, the measurement gap is about what a regulator can prove, which you can prove to a regulator and what a regulator can prove to their bosses. And right now, the math for compliance only really aims towards Beijing, and I'm going to tell you why. So there's an archive paper, ARXIV, for those of you who are not familiar with that website, that published back in October, and it was called Quantifying the Risk of Transferred Black Box Attacks. They set out to build a framework for adversarial robustness testing, and their conclusion is what you would expect from anybody who spent 5 minutes thinking about this. You cannot compute the attack surface of an AI model. Not that it's hard, not we need better tools, you can't do it. The math doesn't work, period. And the reason is simple, simpler than any countermeasure that any vendor out there is trying to sell you. The reason is that AI models don't understand language, they understand math. And so when you type a sentence, those words get encoded into vectors in a high-dimensional space, and any attack that results in that same math will work. How many numbers can you multiply together to get the same product? There are nearly an infinite number of ways to get to the same math. So let me give you a quick example, and apologies for any of those of you who aren't English as a native language, English first speakers. Take two sentences here in English. Time flies like an arrow, and fruit flies like a banana. Now you understood both of those sentences instantly. Fruit flies like a banana means that fruit flies enjoy bananas. Your brains handle the fact that flies means completely different things in each sentence. A model processes those as vectors in different regions of mathematical space. So another way to say that second sentence could be members of the species Drosophila melanogaster, which is the fruit flies we all use in biology class, enjoy eating bananas. Same meaning, entirely different math. This variability is called the subspace problem, and it's why AI models are fundamentally insecurable against prompt injection. You simply cannot block a mathematical synonym that you can't predict. So the industry's answer to all this, of course, is more AI that they can sell you. Put another model in front of it to screen the prompts. I've even said it myself on stage. It takes a good guy AI to fight a bad guy with AI. But when you just put an AI model in line to evaluate prompts before they reach your primary model, that filter is just more AI vulnerable to the same subspace problem. And so it's like blocking the ocean with cinder blocks that melt in salt water, and the industry comes back and says, well, here, just add more cinder blocks. We have an extra cinder block licensing. So you haven't solved the problem. You just added another layer that's vulnerable to the same thing. And here's the part that I think really makes closed-weight models less protective than people think that they are, and it's called a transfer attack. I've been talking about this for a couple years now on stage. If I can use your model, I can steal your model. That sounds a little dramatic, but the mechanics were pretty straightforward. So if I can send your model a bunch of inputs and outputs, and I capture the outputs, those input-output pairs are, in machine learning terms, training data, right? Inputs and outputs together are training data. And I can build what's called a surrogate model. That's a local copy that acts like yours. And then I develop my attacks against my local copy where A, I can see everything, and B, you're not going to block me. Now, most of the times, those attacks then transfer right back to the original model. This transfer attack works because the model's trained on similar data, develops similar internal structures. The mathematical neighborhoods are shared even when the weights themselves aren't. This matters for a couple of reasons. First, it means that your closed-weight models are not really a meaningful barrier to sophisticated attackers. They just use your API to build a surrogate and then attack that. Second, the thing that people miss is the best defensive methodology for measuring your own model's robustness depends on surrogates and the ability to probe the model internals. The same technique that enables the attack enables the audit. You can't do a source code audit on closed source software, right? So keep that concept in mind because we're going to come back to it. And this is where it's going to get uncomfortable for American companies here. The EU AI Act doesn't say your model must be secure. It says your model must be evaluated and the risks measured and understood. You can only do that with a model that you control. You can't measure a closed weight model. You can't look inside the black box. Now, as of 2026, the most rigorous methodology, the most rigorous published methodology for adversarial robustness uses something called centered kernel alignment, or CKA. It compares the internal representations of your target model against a fleet of surrogates with varying levels of similarity, and then you run transfer attacks and use your results to estimate your residual risk. Remember that you can't secure them all the way, but you can quantify risks. It's a reasonable methodology, it's imperfect and it's undervalidated, but it's the best that anybody's published, and it requires representational access. You have to be able to extract internal activations from inside the model and see how it actually processes information, not just what it outputs. You have to look inside. So the commercial APIs from OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic do not expose internal activations. Period. End of sentence. It's full stop. So the most credible measurement tools for adversarial robustness only work on open weight models or models that you train yourself. That's the gap. And even if they did give you that access, think about this. The time between GPT 5.4 and 5.5 was 49 days. Your measurement methodology has a shelf life shorter than the coffee mate sitting in your break room, and every model change update resets the clock on your compliance evidence. NIST AI's risk management framework very clearly requires evidence-based assurance, not vendor attestation. Vendors just can't say, trust me, bro. ISO 42001 is building the audit framework, and the auditors are going to want to see your measurement methodology. Of course they are. They're auditors. Trust me, bro, won't cut it, and it shouldn't. Why shouldn't it? Just look at what's happening with Anthropic and Mythos. So here's the trap for CISOs and other executives. I want to lay it out clearly here. If you're a CISO in financial services, healthcare, critical infrastructure, any regulated industry, you're about to be asked by your auditors and your regulators to demonstrate adversarial robustness testing. That might not be this year. It might be next. The most credible method requires open weight models. American frontier labs are closed weight, and American policy is actively restricting open weight development through export controls. Meanwhile, our friends in Beijing are shipping open weight models as fast as they can. DeepSeek V4 just dropped last week. 1.6 trillion parameters, open weights, MIT license. This is the auditable piece that compliance regimes are about to demand, coming from Beijing, not from Silicon Valley. So we are closing the door that regulated American firms are going to need to walk through in the next year or so. And somebody's probably going to say, what about Llama, that piece of code from our friend Zuckerberg? It's a fair enough question. Meta's Llama is an American and open weight model, but there's three problems. One, the license isn't true open source. The Open Source Initiative has said so directly. Secondly, the Bureau of Industry and Security is actively evaluating restrictions on open weight distributions as part of the AI export control regime, because if it is capable, they don't just want anybody to get a hand on it. And Llama's openness exists only at the pleasure of regulators there who are debating whether to restrict it. The third reason is Llama is one model family from one company, and it's not really that good. People don't really use it a lot. So if it gets restricted or Meta changes its posture, the fallback then remains Beijing. I have seen one other startup trying to build some American models. I haven't seen much traction. I hope that they get some traction. So if you need a current example of the gap between these safety claims and reality and why Trust Me Bro won't work, just look at what happened this week. Anthropic's Mythos frontier cybersecurity AI model, positioned as, quote, too dangerous for general release, was only offered to about 40 vetted enterprises in CISA, the Critical Infrastructure Security Agency. It was accessed by a Discord group that guessed the URL using Anthropic's standard naming conventions. They just guessed it. And so CISA didn't even have access yet. CISA was waiting in line for access, and this Discord group were reportedly building simple websites with it, or so they say. That sounds like BS to me. Why anybody interested in Mythos would use it to build websites doesn't make a lot of sense either. But in any case, we've got a model that's too dangerous to release, accessible by typing a guessed URL. And that's why the vendor said it's safe is not going to be an acceptable answer for your audience, your auditors, or your regulators. It shouldn't be. The vendor says it's safe. The vendors can't manage their own security. So what does this mean if you're a board member or a CISO? What's happening now is that the open weight versus closed weight decision is being framed in your boardroom as a security trade-off, but it's also a governance trade-off. And this is what you're missing now, or a lot of companies are. The governance side of the ledger has almost been completely ignored. Open weights are what enable measurement. Closed weights require trust. Regulators don't trust trust. Trust, in fact, is not a control. That's why we do zero trust in cybersecurity. That's why trust is not worth anything. Your board may think that closed means safe, and you need to explain that in the eyes of an auditor or a regulator, closed means unauditable. You cannot build assurance, measurement, quantification on top of a black box. And because this is data-driven, there's the other thing that you need to know. Your cybersecurity insurance carrier is going to get here before the regulators do. Underwriters and actuaries move a hell of a lot faster than legislators. So when they start asking the same questions about adversarial robustness that the EU auditors will, the same closed weight unmeasurability problem is going to apply. If you're negotiating an enterprise contract right now with a frontier provider, search for phrases like red team disclosure timelines. I've got a whole list of phrases in the article here. Third-party audit rights, representation level access for accredited auditors. You're probably not going to find them. And that gap is what's going to drive American companies towards Chinese models. Not because they want to, but because they can't comply using American closed weight ones. And the regulators for American financial services companies, I've often said, the regulators may not always be right, but they are undefeated. And that's going to force a lot of CISOs and technology leaders' hands here. So when you do the security thing long enough, you see the same patterns over and over again, right? This is where history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. 20 years ago, proprietary software vendors told us the same thing. Closed source was more secure than open source because attackers couldn't see the code. Our friends here in Redmond, Microsoft, said so. The market eventually called bullshit and determined that auditability beat obscurity for anything that really mattered. And that's why banking, government, critical infrastructure, they've all moved towards stacks that could be inspected. The lesson was very simple here. It should have been. You can't build trust or assurance on trust alone. You have to be able to verify. Trust but verify. Actually, just don't even trust. Just verify. AI is going to land in the same place, y'all, and it's going to do it faster because the regulatory environment is already pushing in that direction. The regulators are going to need some assurance that you're not going to be able to get from the frontier models, at least not yet. And I don't see any signs of that changing in the near term. That capability gap pushing you towards the Chinese models is going to be because you need the tools to defend yourself against the American closed models. That's the capability gap. Now, the measurement gap is also pushing you to those models because you can't measure and prove compliance using the models. So the American models are what we're trying to defend against, but we don't have the capabilities to, and we can't even use them because we can't measure them and understand how risky they are. Now, I want to be really clear. I am not recommending this. I am not endorsing this. I am not on the payroll of some Chinese company. I'm not saying Chinese models are more secure or safer at all. What I'm saying is we've screwed up the incentives here, and people are going to follow screwed up incentives to the detriment of security and compliance because their regulators are boxed in and that's going to box them in too. We're losing this race not because our technology is inferior, but because we've made our technology unmeasurable. Y'all should be paying attention to this. The Chinese are. Your cybersecurity insurance carrier and regulators will be too. And the first time your board hears about this problem should be from you and not from your regulators. I'm Chuck Heron. Thanks for listening. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and y'all stay safe out there. Have a good day.